Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast, where we interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firms. All right, we're live. What's going on, everybody? This is Kevin, host of the Managing Partners Podcast. And today I brought on a special guest who you've probably seen before. He's been on the show before. Most people know him and his dad. I got Brian Glass on the show today, and I reached out to Brian, was like, hey, got the summit coming up. I'm going to be at his event. Excited to be there, and I wanted to have him come on and share the event and what's going on, the agenda, who should be there, who's going to be there, who should go. And if you're not familiar with Brian and his dad and their events, then I'm hoping this will bring some exposure to it. Excited for all that. So, Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me back. It's good to see you again. And you hooked me up with a buddy of yours that took me on a plane fight a couple of weeks ago. So new experiences all around. So I appreciate all that, man.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so another great podcast in the legal space. A friend of mine has a podcast where he takes you up in his plane and records in the air. I've been on the show. Super cool. And it's called Lawyers and Landings Podcast. You can check it out. And if you need to get a hookup, I can hook you up. Brian could probably hook you up now. He's friends with him now.
And so. if you've never been up in a private plane before, like 90 seconds before we hit the runway, Troy looks at me and he goes, oh, and by the way, if anything, if I have a heart attack while we're up here, here's how you turn the gas on and here's where the parachute is. Okay, good.
Those are good things to know. No, well, so yeah, Troy McCollin is a good buddy of mine, and he does IT for law firms. They do a great job, and he's actually, you know, just a half hour away from my office where I'm standing. But yeah, Troy took me up. We had a great time. We actually flew two different days. But yeah, I mean, I heard maybe some planes had parachutes, but I had no clue that that was really like a thing, to be honest with you. So yeah. Nice little feature to have.
It's a good safety feature to have, yeah. if hopefully you never need it, you know?
Parachute. So yeah, well, I'm glad you have fun. So yeah, it's all about connecting people, you know, and met Brian a while back and, you know, wanted to go out to his event, and I'll be there at the summit that's coming up. This was October 3rd to 5th in
October
Phoenix.
3rd through the 5th out in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, dude, we're recording this less than 30 days from the start of the summit. You know, really kind of kicking off conference season here in about a week or so, and we're a couple weeks into it. And I'm glad that you said that thing about connecting, because listen, there's plenty of conferences that you can go to, and if you compare agendas across conferences, it's like there's a lot of the same content at a lot of different, similar conferences, including ours in some ways. Like, I don't think anybody who's speaking, at least not on the main stage, is only speaking at our event, right? But the value of coming to a conference like ours really is the connections that you can make at your table and out in the hallway. And so our event, it's called the Great Legal Marketing Summit, really is perfect for owner of a solo or a small law firm in a consumer-facing business, personal injury, trust and estates, criminal defense, that kind of thing. Yep. Or if you can't make that event, it's great for your marketing director or the senior associate or junior partner who you're trying to inspire to become just a little bit more entrepreneurial in a grassroots way. So most conferences are heavy, heavy, heavy on paid digital advertising. And we have that, of course, because that's what everybody wants. And what's the next new AI thing? We have all of that. But we are much more heavy on mindset and on entrepreneurial vision and how to expand your universe. So this, I'm glad that you said the thing about connections, because that really is what we pride ourselves on, is building a community of like-minded lawyers who show up year in and year out to support each other at our event.
No, I love that, because for one, owning a marketing company for law firms, like, you know, I'm deep into marketing and geek out on stuff, and my team's like, you know, I don't understand half the stuff they're doing, because I'm the entrepreneur. I'm not doing the work anymore. A long time since I've really done the work. And so it's hard for me to even keep up with what the different tactics are and all the different algorithms and all this stuff. And so it's easy to get nerd out and geek out and go deep, which is great for your really competitive firms that are looking for that edge. But I spend most of my day talking to solo startup law firm owners, or ones that haven't even started their firm yet, like a ton that I talk to. They're like, hey, Kevin, I want to start my firm. What do I do? And so you have to really dumb things down and go at basics. And a lot of it's not to do with SEO or digital advertising. Like, they're not even ready for that yet. And so Or they might be able to be competitive. They don't have the budget. They don't have the team. So you have to really back it up to where do you want to go? And you know, how are you going to be successful at running a law firm?
Mm-hmm.
And right now you're worried about how do I get tons of leads and be competitive? Like that's it's kind of a different place.
Yeah,
so I'm on Reddit all the time answering questions about basic stuff. You know what I mean? So I think we skip that a lot in those big conferences.
I really would say that that's probably what Ben and I are best at is figuring out, you know, in a relatively short conversation, one-on-one, like where are you in the journey and what's the tool that can get you to the next step? Now, just like you, I probably don't know how to execute on that tool. But if you have just started your law firm and you come to me and you say, which SEO company should I select? You know, my answer is like none of them, right? Because you don't have the infrastructure, even if you were at the top of the first page of Google. Right, yeah. You don't have the infrastructure to handle all those phone calls that are coming through, and most people have never thought that through. And so we're really good at helping lawyers prioritize the order in which we should be spending dollars and hours as you grow your firm into the kind of firm where you actually want to show up to work on Monday.
That's spot on. I mean, kind of piggyback on what you said. They don't even know who their ideal customer is, mm-hmm. or what they really want to focus on, or what's their unique value proposition. Like, why them? Mm-hmm. So there's so many things that are lacking that an SEO firm would need to have in place to even start to do anything for them. Like you can't expect your marketing company to just do all that stuff for you and figure it out. Like what is your ideal customer? Where do you want to make money? What's your passionate? Where do you want to work at? And so there's just a lot of those things where you can't just skip all that and then be number one on Google. For one, probably don't have the budget to even do that, but you really have to figure those things out. Why would a customer be attracted to you as a lawyer? Because everything with SEO and all that stuff, it's all about reputation, your brand, your message. Like, why would they choose you if you are the top?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other things that you got to think about. So, yeah, talking with Ben and Brian, it's like helping lawyers actually, like, figure out the business side and their goals and, like, what they really want to accomplish has to happen first. You can't just skip to that next spot. Super important.
If you're ready to skip to that next part, that's awesome. And there are people that will be at the conference that can help you with that. But I think the reality, most people are not, right? My approach when I go to any conference is I really want to come away with three things to implement when I get home. And sometimes I know what one or two of those things are, but I'm usually surprised by like the third is kind of an unlock. But if I can leave just with three things, I'm really happy. And the mistake that a lot of people make is you go and you take 25 pages of notes and you're like, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. But you didn't bring anybody from your firm with you. You don't have your marketing director. You don't have your operations person. And so you come back and you spew all of the ideas that you picked up over the weekend on them. And they go, you know
what?
Kevin's going to another conference in 3 weeks. If I just do nothing, then he's going to forget most of this stuff. So I think it's bringing back only a couple of ideas and if you can, if you have the budget and the bandwidth and the capacity to, bringing somebody from your team with you to a conference is a game changer.
Hey there, this is Kevin Daisy, your host and founder of Array Digital. If you're tired of wasting money with agencies that just can't get it done, then please check out my law firm, Digital Marketing Agency at ArrayDigital.com. If you contact us there, you'll be sure to line up a meeting with me where we'll walk through your exact situation and come up with a plan for what you can do to improve your marketing results. I look forward to talking to you. Now back to the show.
Well, I mean, you have someone on your side. You all collaborate together. You're excited because you went together. And now you're coming back with an influencer that's on your side versus you as the owner coming back and going, all right, guys, I'm going to change everything. And you're like, oh, shit, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
You should make sure he doesn't go to any more conferences.
Just wait. He'll go somewhere else in a little bit.
Yeah, but I like your thought because if you have a plan, like, hey, I just need three. I need three things. And I also like the fact that you're like, you might know what two of them are, but you're kind of open to what that third may be or maybe you come back with three different things completely, but you can't do it all. You know, if you follow Traction or EOS or, you know, Rocks, you know, those quarterly goals, great time to say, all right, what's my three things that I can accomplish next quarter?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it's one per quarter, you know, they might be too big, but that's good advice right there for sure. Cause you'll learn a lot and you can't do it all. So awesome. I love that. So give me just a little bit of, you know, for those going or not going agenda. And again, whether or not they can go this year, I know you guys still have tickets on sale.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what kind of agenda are we looking like? I think it's the
I'm looking at it as we're kind of finalizing it. I'm looking at it over your head here. So, you know, listen, of course the main stage is all of the digital marketing stuff. Google My Business tips. We have how to go from 0 to 100 on social media. You know, if you're a 45-year-old lawyer and you don't know, you've never opened TikTok before, you've never shot a video of your own, the guys who've been producing my social media for the last, I don't know, 8 months are going to be there walking through their process.
Nice. It's been good too, by the way. I follow you on Instagram and LinkedIn and all that.
So. And you know, the trick with that is you got to make it easy, right? So their process is they send me a script. I sit down, I record 20 videos, they edit it, and then they put it up. And in the beginning, I was watching everything they put. Now I don't even look. So we have that, right? And of course, there's vendors that'll fulfill that for you if you need it. We have on the other end of that spectrum, like we have the done for you. And then we have really, really high-end digital marketing, PR marketing, done-for-you PR stuff coming and speaking. And I won't go into exactly who that is. You'll have to come and check it out. But then we have the tactical stuff. Tactical stuff happens in our breakouts. So Tiffany Swedensky, who's my former marketing director, now runs a mastermind group for marketing directors. She's going to be there talking about how, as a marketing director, do you translate marketing to your law firm owner, and then law firm owner to the SEO vendor or your PPC vendor, right? Because there's often a disconnect between those people. Kia Arian, who's a branding expert that we've worked with for a number of years, is going to be running a panel along with Lee Miltier about how to be a badass entrepreneurial woman law firm owner, which is maybe something that we've been missing out on in the last couple of years, is having a women-only panel. My friends Ed Alexander and Jonathan Hawkins are going to be talking all of the things about a law firm structure, all of the options that you have. You know, when your associate says to you, I want to be a partner, and you go, what does that mean to you, right? They're going to be walking through all of the different ways that law firms come together, and then what happens when law firms break up, and the basics of what ought to be in the operating agreement, and what is usually not in the operating agreement when lawyers are doing it themselves. And then, of course, you know,
Dom was on our podcast a little while back, so.
Yeah. And then we've got analog stuff. So Michael DeLong, who's with Paperback Experts, is going to be, you know, talking about the age-old thing. Like, hey, Brian, he's the one that wrote the book. So he's going to be walking through his process of how you become an author simply, easily, without a ton of investment of your own time. And then I think your friend from Virginia Beach, Kellen Parks, is going to be talking about integrating technology in your law firm. So all that tactical stuff goes on in the breakout rooms. You know, the main stage, better or worse, tends to be all digital marketing, because you know? Everybody wants to know what's the latest and greatest thing. There's been times, Kevin, when I'm sitting and I'm listening to it's usually a Google My Business expert up there, and I'm like in real time making changes in our account that you can see reflected in the next week or two based on where you're showing up. So it's all good stuff. There's going to be something for everybody. And it's impossible to come to an event like ours and not get value as long as you're showing up and you're in the room and you're playing full out. The thing that we did, and then I'll shut up unless you ask the next question. So I really believe we're in the business of transforming lives and law firms, and not so much in providing the next thing. Of course, we provide the next thing. But the thing that we did at the end of our event last year is we asked people to write a letter to their future selves. And then we collected that letter in a self-addressed stamp, sealed envelope, and we just mailed it back to them. My marketing director got hers, opened it up, cried. She said 85% of the things that I wrote down came true. Like, it's awesome. It's the power of visualization and the power of, you know, it's woo-woo, but like manifesting what you want into the world. So those just went out to last year's attendees like 10 days ago. They're starting to hit mailboxes. And that's really where we see ourselves in this landscape, is we're entrepreneurs who teach people how to live better lives. It happens to be that we all run law firms, but you know, it would be no different if we were running a daycare or a grocery store or a restaurant. Like, this is the spirit we would bring to it. So if that excites you, you should come to the GLM Summit. If you're like, no, I just want to learn how to be a better lawyer and take a better deposition, this ain't the place for you.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, man. I love how you guys did the letters like that. I'm just sad I didn't go last year. So, but I mean, yeah, I run a marketing agency, right? I'm going to be there learning just like everyone else. And honestly, about marketing, like, there's always more you can pick up. We don't know everything. I don't care who you are. If you're an SEO company or digital marketing agency, shit's changing quick, man. So you're not going to know everything. If I can pick up something and bring it back to my team or implement it, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm there, open ears, and I'm looking to learn as well. So, yeah, it sounds like an awesome event. I'm sure there's plenty of opportunities to network and meet people and all that stuff too. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Actually, I have a few employees in Phoenix, so I'll be trying to wrangle a meeting with them while I'm there as well. So,
cool.
Looking forward to it. So October 3rd to 5th, what's the best way to get a ticket?
Yeah.
Any other sponsorship opportunities for anyone else that's listening that maybe looking for those kinds of opportunities?
Yeah. So if you want a sponsorship opportunity, like those are kind of few and far between at this point, but reach out to me on LinkedIn. We're happy to see if we have a booth or two left. If you want to come as an attendee, best place to check out is glmsummit.com. I was telling you before we started recording this, we have a series of promotions rolling out over the next couple of weeks. And I don't think we've had the foresight to update the homepage for each of them. And so if you're on the checkout page and you just need that little nudge, some of the things that are bonuses that are going to be coming out over the next couple of weeks are you'll get the recordings to our boot camp that we just ran here in August for the solo or small law firm owner trying to double revenue within 18 months. That was a two-day event. You get all of the recordings from day one. Day two was a mastermind with a bunch of hot seats. I'm not releasing the recordings of what other people said about their law firms, but yeah, you'll get all of the recordings from day one. All the attendees are going to get all the recordings from the 2024 event, the event that they will attend, just in case like you want to find out what happened in another breakout room. You'll get that. And you'll get highlights of years past. Let's see, what are some
nice, other... So you don't have to run around from breakout to breakout. You'll get the recordings.
Yeah, so nice. We run on three different tracks on the second morning. There's three breakout sessions across three different rooms. So there's nine things to choose from. And if you're like, I can't pick, you're going to get a recording of the other one. Nice. Ben and I produce something we call the Ben Glass Law Inside Baseball podcast, which is only released to members inside our membership organization and then given out as bonuses every once in a while. Talks about things that we're doing in our law firm. So our law firm, Ben Glass Law, is really like the laboratory for great legal marketing. Before we bring an idea or we bring a vendor in front of great legal marketing, we usually test it out in our firm. And so we go over what worked, what didn't work. We name names, right? If it's a call center that we work with that's really good, we'll tell you who it is. If there's somebody who sucks, I'll tell you who that is also. So that's another benefit that's going out. If you need that nudge, if you're like, man, this is a great value, but I just need that one more thing, reach out to me. I'll tell you what the current promotion is. I'll send you the link for that. Yeah, but otherwise, glmsummit.com is the best place to get tickets.
Cool, and I'll drop that, once we launch this in the some post. And also, anyone listening, if you're going, comment on this. If you're on LinkedIn, comment that you're going. If you want to go, hit Brian up or tag him. I'm sure he can help you out there.
Yep.
But yeah, I just want to know if you went last year or if you're going this year, leave a comment. But I've talked to a ton of lawyers actually this past week on my podcast that are going. I didn't even know were members of your group. So I'm excited to see a lot of podcast guests and people that I know.
It's like a reunion for our little circle of LinkedIners and podcasters.
Absolutely. I've had 325 managing attorneys on the show, so yeah. I'm not sure how I can connect the dots to every single one of them, but I'm gonna try. So but anyway, I'm excited about it, man. I appreciate connecting with me and being on the show more than once here and supporting us. I appreciate everything.
Yeah.
And big fan of your dad's, have been for a long time, and excited to see you here in a few weeks. So
all right, man. Well, thank you very much for having me, and I will see you when we get out to sunny Phoenix.
Well, stay on with me for a minute. We gotta make sure these files upload. Everyone, thank you so much for listening, and we hope to see you in Phoenix, and have a great week. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening. We have been producing this podcast for years, have had hundreds of guests, and produced hundreds of episodes. We don't ask for much, but I do have one ask. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with one person just like you. The best way to do that is to send them to ArrayDigital.com, where we have a full library of all the episodes that they can sort by practice area and or state. So again, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing.